And you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And a couple of things I wanted to mention. Listen, free speech isn't free. It costs money to operate Republic Broadcasting Network. So please, if you haven't done so yet, please go to the website and throw a few buckaroos to their way, to Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to have free speech, continue on the air. Listen, there ain't no free lunch in life. We already know that. Most of us have figured that out already. There are some who have not, but they will soon, because the reality of that will slap them in the head sooner than later. I can guarantee that. But so please do that, as well as, listen, you need to have water to drink. Buy one of those Berkey water filters, will you? They're on the website. Click on the little picture of the Berkey water filter and pick out one that you think will work best for you, because you're going to need to have water to drink, or else you're going to be done like a duck's dinner. So my guest this morning is joining me from Channeling Reality, and her name is Vicki Davis. And when we left off, you were talking about go ahead.
Yeah, students and getting up into the PhD program. You know, that's basically like a club, and American students are being excluded. Now, in the news all the time, they justify the importation of foreigners by saying that, well, they start all the new businesses, you know, and the reason why they're starting all the new businesses is because of the Trojan Triangle system, this system that has been set up. And in case anybody hasn't noticed, our country is being converted. It is a we do have a fascist government at this point.
Oh yeah, we do.
And that was implemented during the Clinton administration, Al Gore's reinvention of government project, basically corporatized our government. And I would say they handed over our government to the IT people, the systems designers. And I think they lost control of our country at that point when they did that.
Well, I'll tell you, I think this has been long in coming. That may have been where it came to fruition, but I think it's decades in coming. This whole takedown of America has been long in the making, and a concerted effort by a variety of individuals over the decades to deliberately destroy America.
Absolutely right. And it really started way back, but the actual implementation, the destruction of our nation, I put that in the late 80s when they made the decision to agree to trade in services through the Uruguay round of trade agreements, and when they decided to create the World Trade Organization. And you mentioned you wanted to talk about loss of economic sovereignty. Well, when they did that, I call that an economic Pearl Harbor, NAFTA agreement, and that was followed by the approval of the Marrakesh Agreement, which was the final document of the Uruguay round of trade. And they basically eliminated our borders for all intents and purposes, because if you can have goods and services moving across your border under international law, you basically don't have economic sovereignty over your territory. A service is a person or a job, you know, one or the other.
Okay.
So that's why we have all of these Indian firms, Indian IT companies, over here doing business in the United States, because they're coming in under these international trade agreements, and they have a right to do business in the United States.
Hang on, Vic. We're going to break again. We'll be back in a minute. This is a quick break. Hang in there, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hey, Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, question or comment for my guest Vicki Davis from channelingreality.com, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. Also, if you'd like to donate to Free Speech, then go to RBN and throw a few shekels their way, because it costs money to operate a network and there ain't no free lunch in life. So please, try to be generous and throw a few dollars towards the maintenance and upkeep of the network so that you can continue to hear all of the shows that you like to listen to. And I always appreciate people listening to mine, so that does help to make that happen. When we went to break, Vicki, I wanted to ask you about something. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine who's down in Texas, and he was just bought a Dell computer. And he was on the phone with Dell, whatever department he was talking to, and the guy had said to him, "Well, gee, I'm in Austin." Now, the guy didn't have a Texas accent, okay? And so he said, "You're in Austin." He said, "Well, you don't sound like you're from Texas." He said, "Oh, I'm not. I'm from the Philippines." But he was living in Austin. And so apparently, and then he got into this free trade zone thing that this guy had said to my friend, "Well, this is a free trade zone." I believe that was the terminology he used, that Dell had there in Austin. And so what they were doing was bringing in a lot of foreign workers, no longer even bothering to outsource it, but insourcing these workers to handle these calls that obviously there's more than enough capable people here in this country, American citizens, who could handle these calls. But they were bringing the people in into Texas, and of course that's just one example. I'm sure there's thousands of examples all across the nation
It's the model of the company town, you know, the remember turn-of-the-century company towns?
Right.
Where the company owned the whole town, and so you worked for the company, you bought from the company store. Basically, they owned you.
Yeah, kind of like the coal mines. That's what I think of with the company town.
Yeah. They can bring in just about anybody, you know, as long as they're here to work legally in the United States. They're on a legal visa. You know, the way that they're marketing this to the people in Idaho is going to create jobs. But what the people don't understand is that they don't have to put Americans in those jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll create jobs, just not for Americans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the people have to be here legally. That's the only limitation. So the company applies for visas. They say they can't, you know, there are a shortage of qualified workers, you know, which is, it just makes me so angry. That what they're doing is they're using imported labor to drive down wages in the United States. And like Alan Tomlinson said in his book, this is a race to the bottom.
Yeah, it really is.
But we will never win the competition with China because they have too many people. No matter what wage rate they pay Americans, China can always go lower.
Yeah. They got, you know, how many billion people in China to pick from, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, you know, what has caused me to research in all of these areas?
Yeah, what got you into this in the first place, Vicki?
Well,
I'm going to guess it's a loss of job?
Well, I couldn't find a contract anymore, and I didn't know why. I thought it was my fault. You know, maybe I moved around too much, or maybe after Y2K there was no money. But after 20 years of, you know, a successful career, it was odd not being able to find a contract.
Right.
And after some problems, yeah, I had some time on my hands. I was on the computer, and I found out about outsourcing. And they were saying the same thing, you know, shortage of people.
Yeah, they've been hustling that with that crap for years now. There's a shortage of qualified American citizens, therefore we need to import people.
Right, and I was willing to go anywhere, you know. I wasn't tied down. So I went down to Florida because the economy was supposed to be booming down there. At least that's what the media said. So I went down there. There was nothing. Texas was supposed to be booming, so I focused on that there for a while. Nothing happening there.
Yeah, yeah.
But what it turned out to be was they were just not hiring Americans. They were hiring H-1Bs. So, and that made me angry, you know, they trying to make us think that people from a third world country were all of a sudden much smarter and better than the American workers. And in outsourcing, you not only lose the income, but you lose the tax base. And that made no sense. But if you look at what they were doing at the global level, which is trying to create a global economy, an integrated global economy, to do that, they had to break down barriers to countries. And so that's what they did with the Uruguay round of trade, is to give multinational corporations the legal big stick to break down the laws of nation states. So it's really kind of like the end of the nation state. If we can't get control back of our country, then there's a miserable world ahead for the people of the world.
Well, you know, Britain's Prince Charles, the sustainable prince, admires the ghettos of in the slums of Mumbai, how much they live and work together in this community, and how we should all aspire to that same level of living and working together. Now, isn't that a wonderful thought?
Yeah. Well, and that's the kind of thing that these people say that you just, you know, it makes me want to scream, you know, why doesn't somebody challenge him on that? But they all just, oh, yeah, you're right. That is wonderful.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of people do challenge them, Vicki, but nobody's hearing the voices of the people who do challenge these people when they say these things because they don't get the press.
Yeah, no, I mean the press, the places where they say those stupid things.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, because nobody, they don't publicize, they don't broadcast the people who are in opposition to that crap, such as yourself and myself and the listeners here on this network. I mean, they're not broadcasting that we're out here screaming at the top of our lungs, that millions of Americans are screaming at the top of their lungs. All they do is, demonize them, which is just a strategy that they use, just like, you know, what is the Schmucko Biden calls the Tea Party people terrorists. And, I mean, please, yeah. Really, you know, come on. After a while, it just becomes absolute nonsense. And if you're so stupid, one of the stupid people who believes that crap, then, you know, I've heard people often say that the Americans deserve what they get. And I hate to think that because it's been such a ruse that's been played out against the American people that they've been unsuspecting because they've led with their heart on so many things because we have been a nation of people who has tried to help other people out. And I always find, you know, look for the bright side in life, kind of, so to speak, and look for the best in people instead of being taking them as suspects and suspecting what their motivations are. And
I don't really blame the American people so much because what has been done in our country with the administrative rules and the central planning and the design and the legislation, it's all very complicated. And it takes some concerted effort to figure out what they're doing. But first, you have to have a clue, a hint, that something bad is going on. That they're doing something, because you just don't expect your own government to bring their own country down.
No, you don't. That's the hardest thing. I think that's the hardest thing. That revelation, I think, is the hardest thing for people to swallow who are so sucked into, and they do such a great job of sucking you into this whole, like the GOP versus Democrat paradigm, that you're lost in that, and you don't see that they're both parties are working in unison to destroy this country. But people get so wrapped up in that crap, they can't see the woods for the trees. And then to even believe that your own country has got a knife in your back, you don't even think, it's hard to believe that either.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they do. They did.
Yeah, and I know they did and they do. Let's take a caller. We have Barry in California. Hey, Barry, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Maggie. And
hi.
Great to hear you, Vicki.
Hi. Thank you.
I listened to you on other shows on RBN. I have a couple of questions. Maggie, you had that lady that went to the governor's meeting in Utah.
Yes.
And remember I called in about the water? And this is to go to Vicki. Vicki, with the Chinese coming in and getting different lands in all the different states, and setting up their ports and all that. Don't you think eventually they're going to try to get all our mineral resources? And one of our biggest resources is water. You cannot survive without water. Where does that fit in to that plan, or does it?
Oh, well, it fits into the global plan. Yeah, communist China is buying up all of the world's natural resources that they can get their hands on. And
hang on a second. We're going to break real quick. Barry, hang in there. We'll keep you over for the break. Listen, Vicki, hang on, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Do not go away.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Vicki Davis. She has a website entitled Channeling Reality. That's channelingreality.com. A lot of well-researched, very interesting articles are up on her website regarding a variety of topics, that many of which are discussed on Republic Broadcasting Network. So please go and check them out. There's just all kinds of information on here. But the caller from California, Barry, had asked a question about water and your opinion on water, which, of course, you can't live too long without it. So, like, controlling the food, controlling the water.
Water is a really, really important subject because there are foreign multinational corporations like Nestle. Nestle is a Swiss firm, I think, or French now. They are buying up as much of our water resources as they can. And I think ultimately the idea is for everybody to have bottled water. It's really hard to wrap your mind around this. Everything that's going on in the world, technology, computer systems are the main drivers of it. And with computer systems, they believe they can manage the world's resources in the same way that a corporation manages their inventory and assets. And the whole idea of these international trade agreements to begin with, the Uruguay round was initiated by Citibank American Express, and AIG. And it was, you know, to increase their market share around the world. What they were doing was basically selling our country out from under us de facto.
Well, and, you know, when I watched, what was his name that he had that conspiracy theories show on
TV? Deputy Chair.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, of course, his presentation and a lot of times that makes people think, he's just full of bull. Whatever he's referring to isn't really happening. But one of the things that he mentioned in one of the shows that I watched was about Nestle taking water out of, I think it was Lake Michigan, one of the Great Lakes. And he had done some research and an expose on that. So,
right. Well, because we have water and there are places in the world that don't have water. The idea was to balance economic growth throughout the world. That was the way that the international trade agreements were sold. Okay, well, when you balance growth, they're also talking about rebalancing everything. These technocrats who are doing the designs want everything uniform, you know, because if you can handle if you have an entity, a person, for example, a person has a requirement for so much water per day and so much food per day, and you can measure all that, you know, down to the smallest grain of salt, what a person needs. And that's the kind of mindset that is at work today, is that they are going to redistribute everything so that everything is even and equal and uniform across the entire world.
Of course, except for them. And the amount of water I know that they want, that they think that human beings should have is 20 liters, which you don't have to walk farther than 1,000 meters to obtain that 20 liters of water that you will be allowed to have on a daily basis. I'm telling you, I'm surprised somebody hasn't started really going postal on these people. It's amazing to me that they haven't yet, Vicki.
Well,
it really is.
The ideas are so insane. I mean, it's so far out of the normal experience of most people's lives that they wouldn't even consider the possibility.
Oh yeah, they don't believe you. When I try to tell people, because I've been hammering this UN Agenda 21 crap now since I stumbled on it just by a fluke last year, and I guess it was September, I suppose. Maybe early October. This is all I've been focusing on. And you try to tell people, listen, they want you to have no more than 20 liters of water a day. And the average American uses about 125 gallons of water a day. How does that work for you? And they think you're nuts.
Yeah, well, and because it is nuts. But nevertheless, that's what they're doing.
Exactly.
Because they've figured out the number of people in the world. And they, you know, that's why I wrote that piece, you know, Uniformity is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Because these technocrats are designing systems that will measure and manage and observe and modify everything about life on planet Earth.
Yeah,
it's just in the early stages. I mean, they're just setting up the systems now. But if you give these people 50 years to get all these systems implemented, and people will turn, I mean, there will be no joy in life. There will be no joy in
living. No, we'll be all slaves.
Yeah, you'll be a slave. And it's just such a nightmare future. I can't even describe it for you.
Yeah, no, I know it, Vicki. It's an absolute mind blower. It truly is. We've only got a few seconds before we go to break. Listen, Barry, I'm going to cut you off now. We're going to take another caller. We're going to take Sam in Missouri when we come back from break. So thanks for calling, Barry. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. You know, this whole balance, so we've got just a few seconds. We're going to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. Do not go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call in the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a link to my guest Vicki Davis's website, which is entitled channelingreality.com. That will be up there on my website under the podcast tab. And so go there, take a look, go to her website. There is a ton of interesting information on here, most of which I'd rather not know anything about it. I would rather just have my head in the sand, Vic, and just ignore it all and get a gallon of Chivas Regal. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Unfortunately, I gave up my wild ways a long time ago, so now I'm just stuck with this reality crap, which I'm telling you, this stuff bites, doesn't it? It's getting brutal to know this stuff.
It does.
I don't want to know anymore.
I have to kind of divide my mind, you know, the part that's conscious and then the unconscious part that does all the research and finds out about all this stuff.
Well, you know, I've started watching a lot of science fiction lately, so... Of course, it's probably, I'm watching the future. Of course, I'll be long dead before a lot of that stuff comes to pass. But I don't know. Let's, Vicki, let's take a caller. We've got Sam in Missouri. Hey, Sam, how are you today?
Oh, not too bad, considering the world's going to hell. But, you know, hey.
In a handbasket, no less.
I'm telling you, yeah. And what they can't fit in the handbasket, they'll find another one.
I know.
About the bottom line with it all. You know, the thing that people got to understand is that what you're talking about, we're seeing it implemented, and I am convinced that the smart meters that they're doing on the electric side of things is only the tip of the iceberg. You're going to see smart meters on the water, on everything. And this is how they're ultimately going to control how everybody gets their little measly rationing of everything. And this is the thing that people have got to understand. You know, where I live at, we just came out of a problem with extremely high electric rates through an electric co-op that we were a member of here, and fortunately enough, we're doing something about it. But it's like I've been telling everybody here, I said it's only temporary, because I said just as we do something about it here, you're going to see the electric rates really skyrocket all over the country, because they're, you know, with all the stupid technology, and I mean stupid isn't the word for it. You guys are talking about stupidity at the top of the hour, at the top of the first hour, and I couldn't agree with you more. Now, there are, you know, there are a few people that I know around here that really figure out what's going on, but the ones that know what's going on are just absolutely livid with the people that they have to deal with who live with their heads up their rear end, so to speak. And we have this saying that we use around here with people who seem to want to live in a state of denial. We call that living in the donut position. You know, you live with your head up your rear end and you don't know anything's going on.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you're right about the water. They will be measuring it, and you'll get your allocation. And when the allocation is when you've used it, that's it. You're done.
Well, you know, I don't know if you were listening to the show, Sam, I was talking about. I had spoken in front of a group about you and Agenda 21 a couple of weeks ago, and somebody after the meeting had mentioned one of the townships he lived in where one of these zoning Nazis had said that we're going to have control of everything, and he mentioned the water specifically, and he mentioned, listen, if they don't want to go along with the zoning, we're just going to cut their water off. And, of course, this guy, you know, thought he was Mr. Big Shot because he was going to have this power and control over someone else's life. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of people going postal. Once this stuff really grabs hold and they got you by the short hairs, there's going to be a lot of people going postal in this country because they've got nothing left to lose.
I agree with you. And as far as I'm concerned, here's the way we need to treat these people. And that is, if you are a person who is a low life enough to go down this road and throw your weight around and think that you're high and mighty because you have control over the masses, then as far as I'm concerned, you're not one of my fellow countrymen, and you can just go jump in the lake as far as I'm concerned. Forget I ever knew you. Forget I ever saw you. You know, that's my attitude. And if we treat these people like that and we shame them enough, something's got to give. And the way to shame them is to shame them in such a way that, hey, as far as I'm concerned, you're not a member of, you're not any part of a country that I once knew and loved. And as far as I'm concerned, you can get out of here. If you want to go start your own damn island and you all fight it out and try to be control freaks over one another, why don't you go find yourself a little place out in the Pacific, and we'll make sure that you're armed to the max so you can all kill each other off, and we'll stand back and watch.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I have never really understood people whose objective in life is to have power over others, you know. But there are people like that, a lot of people like that, and
yeah, there really is. They just get off on it. It's their big thrill in life.
I know, and I know when I served on our city council here locally, I never had that attitude. In fact, one of the things that always concerned me was as we would debate ordinances and stuff like that, was I was always so very concerned that I, you know, to make double sure that I understood everything as much to the maximum ability as possible, because the last thing I wanted to do was do something that was going to be detrimental to somebody. And the problem is most people don't think this stuff through. You know, it's presented you know, they come in there and they lie to some of these people. You know, some of these people, if they knew what was really going on, yeah, there's some that would fall for it, but yet there's a lot of others that if they knew how it was going to impact them and their kids, would think twice. And it goes back to the thing I always tell people on the local station that I run here. I always tell people, how in the hell can you tuck your kids in at night, kiss them and tell them you love them, and then stand back and allow this kind of stuff to occur? It's totally beyond me.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you. And what most people do is that they don't think things through. They, you know, whatever the official tells them, the storyline that the official gives them. They never question at any depth, you know, well, why do we have to do this? And, you know, what are going to be the implications of doing it? What are the long-term implications of doing it?
They don't think through the steps.
No, and most people, they're so afraid of standing out in a crowd at a meeting that that's why the facilitation process works so well.
Yeah, people are afraid of being mocked out and ridiculed and that kind of stuff. I think I'm giving everybody permission. Make yourself a tinfoil hat and start wearing it to every meeting you go to and mock them.
Right. Well, bring two or three people with you always to those meetings. Don't sit next to each other. And if you want to ask a question, stand up and ask it. And if they try to shut you down, the part that the other people play is to support you in whatever you said. Because if you get two or three people standing up, questioning something, the facilitators tend to run away and hide because they can't defend it.
Yeah, what, exactly.
That's why they're there, to manage a meeting, because their objective is to engineer consensus. And they do that by controlling the group.
Exactly. Hey, Sam, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Hey, Bill in Idaho, how you doing today?
Yes, bless you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. You sounded like you just came up for air. Are you underwater or anything out there? It sounds like a little water action going on in the phone.
Yeah, I think we're a little underwater. We're upside down, too. But
we're a lot of things, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at the city council meeting. I was surprised, dismayed, Vicki, that you weren't immediately there. I had a teleport transmission capability. I would have asked you to just drop in for a moment. Those walk-ins are. Yeah, there were roaring 35, 50, depending on who was checking on whether their no contest bid had come in and their steamboat had arrived. Miss Vicki, there's a, and I had a follow on. There's a corridor up and down. It's a trans corridor, the Yukon to Yucatan, coming out of Canada right through Coeur d'Alene on 95. Have you noticed the K-bar all piled up there for a weather storm?
No, I haven't. But I'm aware of the Canamex, the corridor that's supposed to run through Idaho.
That's right. Uh-huh. Well, it's right in their faces, these little sheepy. You know, the 501c3 corporates, you know, out of this Agenda 21-ish, you know, they'd be advertising that they'd rather be a sheep. And they're doing a good job right here in Coeur d'Alene. I tell you, it's bad. Uh-huh.
Well, that's
bad, huh?
The way most people are. They, you know, people have become so desperate in this country for money because the money has basically been withdrawn. And the only people that have money are these foreign corporations and foreigners coming in. The American banks won't lend to the American people for American businesses. So people, you know, they want to believe. And so I think that's why a lot of them are buying in, because they want to believe that something good is going to happen.
Well, who wants, like we said earlier, Vicki, nobody wants to believe that their country is out to jam it to them. I mean, that's totally the antithesis of everything we've been raised to believe in this country. You know, ma pie, apple pie, you know, the whole nine yards. People have died and fought in wars and everything for what's become a big lie.
Yeah.
Not originally, but it's certainly been bastardized by the globalists who've been taking over and taken over and are in control. We've just been hustled. People have died for absolutely nothing. One big hustle.
Absolutely right.
The mind up was in full force last night from the mayor, attorney, whatever, Mr. I've got to check on my no contract bid, to the local realtor through through the local.
Well, they're all pigs at a trough. That's all they are. They're all pigs at a trough. That's all. You can't take them anymore.
Bank of America, right on through the little stagecoach going through, grabbing whatever it could too.
Yeah, the only people that will benefit from this integrated global economy are the people who are already wealthy. Everybody else is going to fall into abject poverty.
Yeah, absolute pure misery. A life of hell.
And if not today and not next year, then the year after. So even people that are comfortable today, you know, your time is coming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Bill, thanks in Idaho. Thanks for calling, Bill. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. That's the thing that these schmucks like the one in the local here who said, well, you know, we'll control their water. He was on zoning. We'll control their water, and if they don't go along with what we want to do, we'll just shut it off. I mean, schmucks like that schmuck thinks that he's still going to be on the inside looking out. I got news for you. He's going to be so far on the outside. He's going to be so far behind, he'll think he's first. I can tell you that much, because eventually people are going to start to flip out over what's being done to them, the injustice, and when they see everything crumbling around them and the recognition that there is no future, the American dream is gone. Once they start to recognize that, then you're going to see all hell break loose.
Yeah,
I think.
And I would really recommend that people look into the Trojan Triangles in their area, because those Trojan Triangles are supported by federal dollars, federal and state dollars. Those are your tax dollars going into a system that is going to be an economy that will not serve you or your children or the future of this country. And if you can take the time and understand how that little system they've got going works, it will become obvious to you how they're converting the economy.
Well, you know, I say this frequently, Vicki, and it's true that once people become hungry, they become desperate, and they're going to do all kinds of things, and they're going to start to... hungry people, I think that's going to open a lot more people's eyes. Unfortunately, they're going to have to experience that before they will become aware.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to happen. Is once people start to get hungry in this country and the soup kitchens run out of soup, they run out of gruel, then you're going to see a lot more people start to believe things they'd never believed before.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I can't even convince members of my own family, mostly because they won't read anything.
No, I know. I know.
But it does take some effort to try and understand all of this.
Well, I came across this poem that's entitled Children of Tomorrow, and it says, you know, I didn't do anything to prevent you from being a slave, more or less. And so I'm going to send out to my family members and other people who don't listen to anything I have to say. I'm going to send it to them along with that poem, hoping that maybe guilt, once they read the poem, maybe then they'll read what I've included with the poem, and maybe their eyes will open up, you know, because right now they think that, you know, they'll send their kid to the art class while he's off for the summer, and, you know, and we'll go up to our little cabin up in New Hampshire, and we'll do this, and we'll do that, and life is wonderful, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Not going to be that way for very long.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I hope that something will be happening soon. If this whole Super Congress thing doesn't wake people up, I mean, what they're doing is setting up the Soviet system. That's a Soviet that they established, the Super Congress, as they're calling it, I think. That's a Soviet. And what they're doing with all of our government agencies, our entire system, is our elected representatives are being replaced logically by Soviets. So they're becoming figureheads with no power, with the real power residing in the Soviets.
Well, you know, and that's true. This whole regionalism is this entire unelected board of people who will make the decisions for you. And I was watching something this morning on this public television station that, you know, I'm right next to Jersey, and it was a Jersey program. And they were talking about, of course, this one county, I think it was Bergen County in New Jersey, that has like 72 little distinct little towns and villages, and how, you know, they needed to consolidate, and it was going to make much more sense to people. They'd save all these tax dollars if they would consolidate. Now, the better thing to do is to get rid of these counties, get rid of all of the county systems, and have the little total little towns and villages controlling what's going on, because then you're going to help to prevent this Soviet takeover. But we're going to break. I will finish that thought when I come back. My guest is Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. We will be right back. Do not go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093. 583-1093.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit TerraVim.com.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a link to Vicki Davis's website, which is channelingreality.com, up on my website under the podcast tab. So please go there. Please take a look at Vicki's website if you haven't done so yet during the course of the show. Tons of great articles on there. And I was rambling on about regionalism, and you had mentioned the Soviets. And, of course, their goal is to convince communities that, oh, well, now we're broke, so we'll save tax dollars. We'll have these shared services, and we won't have this duplication. What do we need 72 police chiefs for, and what do we need 72 town councils for, and what do we need this, and what do we need that? And, of course, the goal is, too, is I had read this article that was written by someone, David, I can't remember his name, from the Tides Foundation. And, of course, it was they wanted to eliminate the little box voices that stood in the way of the big box voice agenda. And, of course, the little box voices were all those people with the veto vote who could say no and put the blocks to what it was they were trying to implement. And I know we've only got a couple of minutes left, Vicki, and I want to have you back on as soon as possible. But I was looking on your website while we were on break, and from transportation planning to communitarian social planning, and they created this unelected little Soviet called the Metropolitan Planning Authority. What the hell? Transportation Planning Authority here in the county that I'm living in, and I just stumbled across your article here. How's this unelected board, of course, the county commissioners created it, but then they'll have no oversight over it and no responsibility for the decisions this unelected board makes. And, of course, it's a perfect bait and switch, because when you start complaining, the elected county commissioners will just say, well, I don't have anything to do with that. You're going to have to talk to the Transportation Authority. They're the ones that made that decision. My hands are tied. I can't do anything about it.
Right, and that's exactly what they do. The metropolitan planning organizations were required by law once a town reached a certain population level. I think it's like 50,000.
Okay. But
they were originally mandated to be set up to determine when you had two cities next door to each other, what they were supposed to resolve disputes regarding where the exits were on the interstate highway systems that were being built.
Okay.
Okay, so for all this time, you know, they've been engaged in transportation planning. But with Al Gore's reinvention of government, they broke down the barriers between the agencies of government so that they work together. But what happened then is that you have the transportation legislation and the Federal Highway Department giving grants for social planners and the community designers. I think that was in the 1995 legislation, the T21, I'm not sure which one. But anyway, they moved out of the arena of just strictly transportation planning into community planning.
And on that note, Vicki, I hate to do it, but we're running out of time here. I want to have you back, so I'll get in touch with you after the show to arrange another date, and we can continue this topic on community planning. The communitarian social planning. Vicki Davis from channelingreality.com, thank you so much for coming on with me today. I really appreciate it. Hey, listen, everybody. A podcast of my show, as well as a link to Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com, will be up on mine, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there, check out her website, a ton of great articles with a ton of information, and you really need to read what this lady is writing about because it affects you. Hey, listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. There are people like Vicki Davis in the world who are fighting for you and I. Hey, information, knowledge is power. Better days are coming. I know the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. So hang in there. I'll be back. Chin up, everybody. Take care.
Gold. Ever climbing.